All right, so Heather, you, I understand, left Oklahoma and went to Colorado. Is that right?
Yes, sir. We left in July, first part of July, and came to Colorado July 2nd, actually.
Okay, and for a very specific reason.
My son.
So tell me a little bit about it.
Well, my son has had ulcerative colitis for about 5 years. That's IBD. It's similar to Crohn's, but it's lower in your intestine. So he's been using medication for that for 5 years. The medications he used ended up causing vasculitis, which is like an inflammation in your blood vessels. So he had a horrible rash for about 8 months before we figured out that's what was going on. So they wanted to take him off the medications that he was using and put him on chemo-type medications. So that would be like 6-MP or Imuran is one, Remicade, Humira. There's a whole plethora of choices. They just basically want to knock down his immune system because it's an autoimmune disease. So they want to knock down his immune system so that it doesn't attack his intestines. I have an LPN degree. I don't work as an LPN right now, but I have a nursing degree. So I had researched cannabis oil for the last 2 years only because I have a friend who has used cannabis oil for their son who has Crohn's. And he's been in remission for over a year. So at that point, this summer, when we got to the point of this type of medication, I felt more comfortable trying cannabis oil. But unfortunately, Oklahoma has very limited laws on cannabis oil. And the type that my son needs for his illness has a higher THC than is allowed in Oklahoma.
Which is zero, if I remember.
I think it might be 0.3%. I don't know the exact milligrams or percentage. And I know that it's very specific on, I'm thinking it's mostly epileptic patients.
Yes,
as
and
well,
juvenile epileptic, and yes. A particular form of juvenile epilepsy. So.
Yes, very limited. So there was, our family and all of our friends and our church, everybody that we love, is in Oklahoma. But, I had to choose, and we had to choose as a family, do we want to stay in Oklahoma where we love it? We love everybody that's there. We don't want to leave our tribe or our friends, our community. But I don't want my son, his cancer risks are increased if he's on these medications. Like, if you don't take medication, you have a risk of colon cancer. But then if you take these medications, you have risks of like 10 other types of cancer. So you don't really know where to look. Like if you have a blood count that's pointing to cancer, then they're going to have to try to figure out which type of cancer it is. If he were to go on those types of medications, that's a significant risk. And so we felt like sad and horrible as it was to leave everybody we loved, we needed to do what was best for him and try the cannabis oil. So we just basically sold everything we had and picked up and moved to Colorado, which was really hard, but we're glad we made that decision. So
how old's your boy?
He's 14.
And how's he doing on the cannabis oil?
He is doing really well. He started the oil July 8th. When he started the oil, he was in an active flare, which means he was having blood every time he went to the bathroom. And within 4 days of using the oil, his blood stopped. Within the first week of using the oil, he didn't have any pain. His energy level was increased, and the blood basically was gone. Since then, he's been on it, 8-9 weeks. He's had a few episodes, a few days where he did have a little blood in a in a stool, but he's 90% better than what he was. So we did see a GI doctor here last week, who's very comfortable with the progress he's made, leaving him solely on the cannabis oil for the next 3 months and then seeing where we are at that point. So we feel like it's definitely healing him, because you can't fake blood. You know, that's not anecdotal. Blood is something that only shows up if there is an actual ulceration flaring. And he was having it every day before he started the oil. Now he's probably had it maybe 4 days out of the last 9 weeks. So that's obviously a huge improvement.
Yeah, I mean, possibly, maybe not a cure, at least not yet, but definitely a vast
right.
improvement in his symptoms. So,
yes, and he feels better.
I was going to say, I would imagine the side effects are less strenuous, if any.
Yes, he's had no side effects. He has not gotten any sort of a high. That was something that we were kind of concerned about. We did not want to deal with that because we didn't want that to be something he dealt with later. But his oil is put into a pill, like a veggie cap, and he takes it orally 4 times a day. So he has not received, you know, any sort of side effects, like no high, no nothing. You know, there's been nothing. And it actually has healed his vasculitis. The vasculitis that he had was like a side effect of his medication. So he had like a horrible rash everywhere. It looked like he had epilepsy. It looked like he had like, you know, just bites everywhere or some
shingles or rosacea or
yeah,
something.
It was horrible. So since we've moved here, his skin is basically totally healed, but he does have tons of scars from all those open wounds that it caused, which hopefully those will fade in time. But in general, Crohn's and ulcerative colitis take around 4 to 6 months to heal on cannabis oil. So we feel like, you know, being on it for less than 2 months and already seeing as much improvement as we have, we feel like he has a good chance of that working and not having the side effects that the other medications would cause. So,
picture a scenario in which Oklahoma goes ahead and passes medical marijuana.
Yeah.
That
would be wonderful. You know, we've been praying and talking to everybody we can to tell them, you know, that this is legitimate medical, you can use it medically, and that it is legitimately working. There's proof that it works. It's not just anecdotal proof. It's actual proof from colonoscopies, from blood work, for so many things besides epilepsy. And, you know, so many people are misinformed about medical marijuana and think that it's just going to be used as an excuse to get high. And that is just not the case. I mean, the federal government has a patent on cannabis for medical use. I mean, the federal government knows it's medically healing certain things, neurological things, among, you know, one instance. But they won't come out and say it's legal to use medically. But if Oklahoma would pass it, we would be able to come home and use the same oil we're using here, because I know the company or the man who grows and facilitates the lab for the oil that we use is trying to put his grow in any type of state that is allowing it. So he's looking at California and Florida and Illinois, and Oklahoma is on the list, but he can't do anything until they make it legal.
Right. He would have to grow it here because transporting it across state lines, of course, is a federal violation.
Yes, and it costs a good $1 million to $2 million for him to start a new grow and laboratory and everything, because he grows his organically. So his oil is very, very, there's really nothing in there. There's no pesticides. There's no, you have to worry about that kind of stuff being in your oil. It's a clean oil. So he wants to move to different states and expand because he's really there for patients. You know, he doesn't sell his oil recreationally at all. It's totally medicinal. And so, you know, he is wanting to share this with patients in other states, but he can only do it as much as the state allows. And so Oklahoma obviously has not passed anything that would make it legal for him. So,
well, they managed to get enough signatures to get it on the ballot, which was a minor miracle. But now with all the hula hoops they have to jump through to get it on the ballot, it's probably not going to happen potentially for another 2 years.
Yeah, which is really disappointing. I mean, it's sad that they were told that if they had the signatures by that date, that they would have it on this year's ballot. This year is going to be a huge election, huge turnout, I have a feeling. Voters, you know, will be a very high percentage, I would believe, at the polls. It would be great to have it on this election period. But it sounds like, you know, Attorney General Pruitt has changed the wording. He took out medical in the first sentence, I believe, which makes the uninformed voter who might just skim the first few sentences think that that is actually a recreational marijuana question, whereas it's not. It's totally medical. But I don't know why he chose to take that out. For me, it doesn't make any sense when that's like the main point of this whole state question was that it was for medical marijuana, not just marijuana and not recreational. It was a totally medical marijuana.
Well, when I talk to people from Oklahomans for Health, they'll say, well, it's simple. He changed the wording because so that we would have to challenge it so that it would be held up so it wouldn't be on the ballot.
Right, right.
And that I have not talked to Mr. Pruitt. I don't know what his reasoning was, but that's their theory. So
yeah, I don't understand why else he wouldn't. I mean, I don't understand why he would have changed that word. Unless he's trying to put it off. And I haven't heard from his office, I haven't heard any explanation as to why he did that. So I can't really see, like, I've tried to play devil's advocate and think, like, why would he have taken that word out? But I cannot think of any reason except to postpone a vote and hopefully not allow it to be passed. That's really sad.
Have you lobbied lawmakers, talked with your state representatives, talked with the Attorney General's office, done anything politically to try to move the ball forward?
I've left messages with the Attorney General's office. I've left messages and talked to Governor Fallon's office. Governor Fallon's office, the lady who answered the phone was very nice. She felt like she said the governor had no influence on whether it was on the ballot. I don't think that's right, but that was what she told me. And
legally,
I
that would be true. That's,
okay.
I mean, the governor
but she
can't
could legally have a special election. Is that correct?
She could call a special election. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Once the ballot title's approved by the Supreme Court.
Okay.
And they will have the last say on that, is my understanding of the process. So they'll look at the original ballot title, which they approved before the petition was distributed, and then they will look at the Attorney General's version, and then they will decide which way that goes. And there were a couple of ballot titles on other things earlier this year that they changed. After he monkeyed with them, they were like, no, this is not correct.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
So we'll see.
Yeah. Well, and I was so hopeful, you know, that this year it would be on the ballot. And I have so many friends and so many family members that have been out there working tirelessly to get, you know, people's signatures and to explain what medical marijuana could do for family members and for friends who don't understand. And, you know, they work night and day.
Are you aware that this is the first time in the history of the state that an all-volunteer organization has successfully had a ballot petition drive?
I think I read that.
Never been done before.
It's amazing, right? I mean,
it's a little
people
amazing.
People are seeing the benefits, and people talk about how, oh, the older generation is never going to be okay with this because, you know, they're more traditional values, they're more conservative, they're more, you know, they have a bigger percentage of being a Christian religiously. We're Christians. I mean, we are Christians. We've always been, you know, in a church family, and we don't feel like having this plant, this oil, is going against our religious beliefs. We don't feel like it's a sin because we feel like, you know, a lot of the pharmaceutical medications that they're putting our children on are damaging so much of their body.
And they're man-made.
Create highs. Yeah. But,
you know, the argument is those are man-made, and whereas if you believe in a creative power in the universe, that's who created marijuana. I mean, it's a plant.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
Well, and that's sad, isn't it? But I don't know. I really feel like a lot of our church family has come on board after because there's tons of research articles. You can look it up and see that there's so many families. Why would a family pick up and move, you know, across the United States to a different state where they know nobody, they have no money, the cost of living is horrible here, and why would they do that unless, A, they really believed it was going to work, and B, they would stay there. Why? Because it's actually working, you know. If it doesn't work, we will more than likely move home, but part of us, even though we miss Oklahoma so much, we almost want to say, no, we're going to stay in Colorado, because Colorado at least gives parents an option on this kind of stuff. And for us, you know, we're nearing 40. So, you know, we would have an option if either one of us got sick. I have an autoimmune disease as well. But if either of us ever got sick and needed to use it, we would have that ability here. Whereas Oklahoma just seems to be stuck in this state of not able to move forward and allow, you know, the medical marijuana bill was requiring two doctors for children to sign off, one doctor for an adult. That's how it is in Colorado. But I can't see doctors putting their license on the line for something that they don't think would help. So,
well, you know, it is interesting to see how it's all going to work out. And to be clear, the boy's not like listening to Grateful Dead music and eating bags of chips all day.
Oh, no, he has had no munchies at all. he's not listening to Grateful Dead. We actually homeschool, and so we're just, you know what, we're hiking, we're doing a lot of outdoors activities, and we're going to church. And we're homeschooling, and we're trying to find friends here because, you know, we've left everybody. So we're trying to make friends. You know, my son has said there's a huge part of him that doesn't want to make friends here because he misses his friends home so much. And he feels like that would be, you know, disloyal. But, you know, he wants to go home so bad. And I just don't know, like, we can't even go visit in Oklahoma because if he got sick and the hospital saw that he had THC in his system, we could have him taken from us. And it's just, his grandma and grandpa are there, and he wants to see his friends, and he can't. And he's 14. He's old enough to understand how this works, and it's just so sad to see him in tears, and he wants to feel better. He wants to be able to use a medication that's not going to make him sick. But on the other hand, he's 14, so he wants to be with his friends and he wants to see his family. And so for him, it's just been a really big struggle. He feels like he's made our whole family uproot just for him. You know, he feels guilty. And I hate that for him, but I told him, you know, that was not his doing. That was our decision as parents, what we felt was best for him, and that he did not need to feel like that. And we hate it because we would love to plan our vacation around going home and going to see our friends and our family, but there's just too much at stake. You know, we can't take his medicine. And if he doesn't have his medicine, he could go into a flare and get really sick. And so it's just, you feel like you're sort of a prisoner in Colorado, sadly, because if you travel out of state, there's that risk. So,
which part of Colorado do you live in?
We live south of the Springs. It's actually Canyon City, Colorado. It's a small town.
Well, it's pretty up there. I will, you know, you got that going for you, and you do have lots of nature. And if you're if you're not used to hiking up and down, we probably had to get used to that.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I will say, I mean, thank goodness for that. And my family is very outdoorsy, so there's a lot of beautiful places to go hiking. And you know, we said, like, if we could move all of our family and friends here, that'd be perfect.
Well, maybe you need to start lobbying them.
I know. I am. Like, everybody who talks about, oh, we should come, I'm like, why don't you just move here? Just move.
I will say this, though, Heather. You haven't been through your first Colorado winter yet.
I know.
So make sure you got lots of park. I grew up in Montana, so
both
of my parents were born in Colorado.
Really?
Dad was born in Sterling, and Mom was born in Denver.
Okay.
So, you know, I've spent a little time up there, and I will tell you, you're going to want a really nice parka.
Okay.
You're going to want a really nice, you know, some nice warm socks for...
Okay. We are in an area of Colorado they call the Banana Belt, and so it's sort of...
lower in elevation, not as cold.
Yeah, it's around like 5,500 feet elevation, but it's sort of, it kind of sounds like a little, I mean, it's obviously worse than Oklahoma winters, but sort of reminds me of Oklahoma, kind of bipolar. Like, it'll be like 45 or 50, you know, one day, and then the next day it'll be like 20 and snowing. And so it sounds like we need to prepare for winter, though, because, yeah, we'll be getting more snow here probably than Oklahoma.
You will, and you'll learn about snow tires, and there's all kinds of fun things.
Yeah.
But, well, listen, I took more of your time than I intended to, but I really appreciate you sharing your story, and you tell your boy to hang in there because he will make friends. And he's not being disloyal. It's just like if dad was in the military and had to move him, that's just sometimes that's the way it goes. But
that's right. I agree.
It's more important.
Well, I don't know if
health.
You're going to do a story on this, but there are so many families here from Oklahoma. Like, it is so weird. We'll meet a family. Yeah. We'll meet a family and we'll be like, are you from here? Oh, no. We moved from Oklahoma. And some of them are actually, they moved here for the same reason we did. Maybe not the same disease, but the same reason. And I'm just like, it's like, what is Oklahoma thinking? They're losing all these people, you know, that wouldn't be moving if they would just do something in the right direction, you know, make us have a little hope that at least it's going to happen at some point. But yeah, I have several friends on Facebook, and I've actually got to meet them, and it's sad because we talk about Oklahoma, you know, how much we love it and where they're from. And one of them's from Choctaw, and her husband was a firefighter. You know, they moved here because their son has Dravet. Horrible seizures, right? And he's doing great. He's doing so well. But they want to go home, you know, but they can't. So, yeah, I don't know.
You got enough people to start a support group right there. And
I know. Like, yeah, there is kind of a support group. I'm like, it's kind of like I have to go back to Oklahoma this weekend because I have to get our winter stuff out of storage and bring it. And so, yeah, it's like a 13-hour drive, and I'm just going to go back by myself and put everything in the van. But, yeah, it's going to be bittersweet, you know, because I know part of me is not going to want to come back to Colorado. Because I get to see my mom, and all my best friends are going to come and meet us, or meet me. But, yeah, I don't know what you guys can, I don't know what you can do, but.
I can tell your story, and I will do that, and that's about all I can do. But trust me, I'm following the issue closely, and stories like yours are what's going to tip the scale eventually.
Yeah.
I really believe that. So
okay.
All right. Well, listen, thank you so much for your time, Heather. And
if you do a story on that, could you like send me a link or something so I can at least see it?
Yeah, I can. I can't send you a link to a radio story, okay. But I can. You know, if I get a web version up, I will definitely do that.
Okay, that's fine.
All right.
Well, thank you so much for listening, and yeah, just thanks for doing your job.
just doing my job, ma'am.
Yeah.
Thank
great,
you for being willing to share. I do appreciate
it. You're welcome.
All right.
You're welcome. Thank you. All right. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.